So today we're doing Samach Aleph and Beis. We are holding on the second to last line of Samach Aleph Amud Aleph. Tanu Rabbanan, Kloyos Yoatzos. Your kidneys give you Eitza. They help you make the right decisions. Lev Mevin, your heart helps you understand. Lashon Mechatech, your tongue helps you formulate words. Peh Gomer, and your mouth, your lips, help complete the words. The Veshet Machnis Umotzi Kol Mine Machan. The veshet, the esophagus, brings in and out all the types of food. Kana motzi kol, the windpipe is what's motzi kol. It's how you make noise, how you make sounds. Reya sho'eves kol mine mashkin. The reya, the lungs, absorb all sorts of liquids. Kaved koes, what's a kaved? A liver, I believe, is where your anger comes from. Mara zarekas potipa umani chaso. The mara puts a drop, throws a drop and leaves you alone. A drop of mara, and that causes you to calm down from the kas. Tachul, the spleen sochek causes you laughter, I guess. Karkavan.
Could it be play sochek, playing something?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Karkavan tochein, your gizzard grinds things. Your gizzard? How many people here have a gizzard? Almost none of us. Except for any birds that might be in the room, right? That's something that a bird has. So we seem to have shifted over here from describing the different parts of a human body to... Yeah. So, right? Does Rashi say anything about that? Karkavan, ba'ofu hamasas bebehema. I mean, it's like the stomach of an animal. Okay, keva yishana, the stomach causes you to sleep. Af neir, your nose causes you to wake up. Neir yashin, yashana neir nimok v'alichlo. If they reverse jobs, then you're going to start falling apart. That will be the end of a person's physical health. Tana im shneim yishenim hashneim neorim miyad meis. If both his stomach and his nose cause him to sleep, or they both cause him to wake up, then he'll die immediately. Okay, I'm not sure what any of that means. Tanya, Rabbi Yosef Glili Omer, tzadikim yetzer tov shoftan. Tzadikim are judged by their yetzer tov. Shenemar velibi chalal bekirbi. Because the pasuk says, my heart is hollow within me. And Rashi explains, chalal doesn't just mean hollow. Chalal means like a dead body. And Rashi explains, it means yetzer hara, he's like a chalal. My yetzer hara is like a dead body inside of me, which means I have the ability to overcome my yetzer hara. A lot of people don't believe that about themselves. They don't think they really have the ability to overcome their yetzer hara. They think that there are certain challenges that are beyond them. How is it possible for a human being not to speak Lashon Hara? How is it possible for a human being during the summertime to be careful about Shemira Seinayim or something like that? These very great challenges. So we have to believe that Libi Chalal Bikirbi, I have the ability to make my Yetzer Hara into a dead body inside of me. It could be nothing. I can defeat it. Rishayim Yetzer Ra Shoftan. Rishayim are controlled by the Yetzer Ra. Shnemar Nuim Pashal Rasha Biker of Libi Ein Pachad Elokim Lenegad Einav. That the has no fear of Hashem. That's if you look at Rashi, Nuim Pashal Rasha is on the right side. The Rashi, Omer David, Bekerev Libi, Yesh, Vaomer, Anisha, Pesha, Nuum, Larasha, Klomer, Shay Yetzara, Omer, Larasha, the Yetzara tells the Rasha, Al Ye Pachar, Lukim, Lenegadenecha. Don't have fear of God. Don't worry about it. Alma Yetzer Hara Shovto Achimarchiko Shenim Spachim Yotso. The Yetzer Hara has such an influence on you to distance you, to keep you away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you shouldn't have any fear of Hashem. What about Beinonim? Who is their influence? The influence of a Beinoni? So Beinonim, Zevezesh Shovdan. They are controlled both by the Yetzer Hara and the Yetzer Tov. It's this constant battle. It's the little angel and the little devil, right, on the shoulders. Shenemar, that's not really a Jewish concept. Shenemar, Yamal Diyamin Avion Lo Shia Mishofte Nafsho. Amar Rava Kagon Anu Beinonim. So Rava says, and he changes the gears on the side to Rabba, you know who a good example of a Beinoni is? Says Rabba, one of the greatest of the Amoraim. You know who's a Beinoni? Me. I'm a Beinoni. So where does that leave the rest of us? Amalei Abaye. Abaye says exactly that. Lo shavik mar chayi lekal bria. I mean, that is so depressing. If Rabba is a Beinoni, what does that do to the rest of us? You're like, I'm just average. You're the greatest man we've ever seen. You're just average. What does that mean about the rest of us? That would be pretty depressing. Yeah.
If there's a guess to change to Rabba, then why on the next line, which we're about to do, is there nothing around the vav? Like, no one's saying anything about the vav there on my Rabba.
Oh, it's not okay. Interesting. I don't know. The Omar Rava, Lo Ivri Alma El Rashi Gemuri El Tzadiki Gemuri. There were worlds that were created for Tzadikim Gemurim and Rashaitim Gemurim. Meaning, Olam Hazeh was created for Rashaitim Gemurim. They get to enjoy lots and lots of things in Olam Hazeh. Olam Haba for Tzadikim Gemurim. Omar Rava, Lei Deinish Benafshei Im Tzadik Gemur Hu Im Lav. That a person should know whether he's a Tzadik Gemur or not. What does that mean? Not sure. Is it vit? Does it change? Amar Rav, lo ivri alma elo la'achav ben imri l'Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. You want examples of a Rosh HaGomer and a Tzadik Gomer who the world was created, who the worlds were created for? These are the two examples. La'achav ben imri olam hazeh. He is a Rosh HaGomer, so he gets olam hazeh. L'Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa olam haba. L'Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa is this great Tzadik. He gets olam haba. So, any great Kiddushim over here? What did we learn over here? That a Tzadik is influenced by his Yetzer Tov. A Rosh is influenced by his Yetzer Hara. Beinonim struggle. Tzadikim get Olam Haba. Rishayim get pleasures of Olam Hazeh. Okay, pretty basic Yisodos that we guess need to chazer every once in a while. V'avdas Hashem Elokecha. Oh, so this Gemara you probably all know. Tanya, Rabbi Lazar Omer, Im Nemar B'chol Nafshecha. If it already says you have to love Hashem with your whole soul, with your whole life, why does it have to say you have to love Hashem with all of your money? I get it. You have to love Hashem with all you've got. Why do you have to say both with all your life and with all your money? If it says you have to love Him with all your money, why does it have to say you have to love Him with your entire life? Ella, im yesh lecha adam shegufo chavvalav mimamono. If you have a person who values his life more than his money, lekach nemar b'chol nafshcha. So we say that which you value most, you have to be willing to give up for Hashem. So if you value your life more than your money, you even have to be willing to give up your life for Hashem. V'im yesh chadam shamanu chavvalav migufo. And if you have a person who values his money more than his life, that which he values most, he has to be willing to give up for Hashem. Lekach nemar b'chol maldecha. Rabbi Kiva omar b'chol nafshcha afilu nota. Rabbi Kiva says, "B'chol nafshcha" means even if they're going to take your life, if that's the way to express love of Hashem by allowing them to take your life, you have to be willing to do that. Tan Rabbanan. So the Brisa tells us the story behind this. Pamachas gozra malchus harasha shel yasku Yisrael b'tova. The evil malchus made a decree against the Jewish people that we may not engage in the study of Torah. But Papus ben Yehuda matzol Rabbi Kiva sheyemakil kilos barabim va'osik b'torah. Papus ben Yehuda came across Rabbi Akiva, and guess what Rabbi Akiva was doing? What was he doing?
Teaching Torah.
Teaching Torah to the masses, gathering people, gathering students to teach Torah. Amar lei Akiva, iyata misyarim le malchus. So Papa said, Akiva, aren't you afraid of the malchus? They made such gzeros. Amar lo, he says, em shalacha mashalim adavardom. Let me give you a mashal. This is the part you all know. L'shu'al shayim ahalich al gavanar. There was a fox right by the riverbank. V'ra'a dagim shayim iskabtzim yimakum l'makum. And he saw schools of fish swimming here and there in the pond or in the river. Amar lam, so the fox says to the fish, "Mnei matim borchem, why are you always running around? Why are you always swimming there and back?" Amar lam, "Mnei rishasu sumvina lein b'nei adam." They said, "Well, we got to be quick. We got to avoid all of the nets. The fishermen are going to come with nets. They're going to try to capture us." Amar lam, "Ritzonchem shetal yabasha v'nadra aniva atem k'shem shadara avaseim avaseichem." So the fox says, "I've got a great idea. Why don't you come onto the dry land and you'll live together with me, just the way our forefathers lived together with each other." Amru lo, so the fish said to the fox, "Atahu shomer lecha pikech shem chayos? You're the one that they say is the smartest of all the chayos? Wow, that doesn't say much about the rest of the chayos. Lo pikech ata, elati beshata. You're not smart, you're a fool. Uma b'makom chiyuseinu anu misyarin. If in the place where, the only place where we have life, where we could possibly live, we're still afraid, b'makom misaseinu alach skam v'kama. In the place of our certain death, will obviously be afraid. Meaning the water's our only chance. And we're afraid even in the water. You're suggesting we come on dry land? On dry land, that's a mukko misa. That's certain death for a fish. Doesn't make any sense. So says Rabbi Akiva, that's why I'm doing what I'm doing. Af anachnu. Achshav shani yoshem oskim b'torah shekasa b'kiyu chayach v'archimecha kach. If while we're learning Torah, which is our life, it is the source of life for us, and yet still we have to suffer these indignities and these challenges, if we go and we're mevatel Torah, so all the more so, it's going to be even worse. So Amru, they said, Rabbi Kiva in fact got arrested and he was thrown into jail. And Papas Ben Yehuda was also arrested and he was put into jail with Rabbi Akiva. Amru lo, Papas, mi aviach lekan. So he said, Papas, how did you get here? Amru lo, Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva, shenitfast al divrei Torah. Oilo le Papas, shenitfast al dvarim betelim. Said, you know, we both ended up in the same place. At least you got here by teaching Torah. You know, you at least had a noble, were engaged in a noble pursuit and were doing what you believed in and stood for something and made a statement and served God, and that's how you ended up here. And I got here just anti-Semitism. That's how I ended up here. So your lot is much greater than mine, even though we ended up in the same place. This reminds me of the story with Rav Gussman and Professor Alman. You know the story of Rav Gussman and Professor Alman. Professor Alman was a Nobel Prize economist, and he had a son who died in the IDF. He got killed in a war. And Rav Gussman, Zichrono Livracha, came to Menachem Mavel, Professor Alman. Rav Gussman lost a son, a 4-year-old son, in the Holocaust. And he told Professor Alman, "We both lost sons, and they're together right now in the Olam HaEmes. But your son had a special zechus, because my son died as a result of pure, straight anti-Semitism and nothing else. He wasn't standing up for anything. He wasn't fighting for anything. He was just a pure victim of hatred. But your son was fighting for Medinas Yisrael. Your son was fighting for the Jewish people. So when he got killed, he was standing for something." And that's, he probably got this, you know, that line of reasoning straight from this Gemara. We may end up in the same place, but there's something noble about how you get there. So I think Professor Alman was quoted afterward as saying that of all the people that came to Menachem Avil, none of them really gave him a nechama, except for what Rav Gussman told him. That throughout the generations, unfortunately, Jews are no stranger to tragedy, but it's a privilege that when the tragedy comes about, because we actually are showing a dedication to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his people. When they were taking Rabbi Akiva out to be killed, it happened to have been Zman Kriyashma. And they were combing off his skin with iron combs. What was Rabbi Akiva doing as they were doing this to him, as they were torturing him and combing off his skin? He was saying, Shema Yisrael, Shema Elkeinu, Shema Echad. Amru Talmidav, Rabbeinu, Ad Kan. Talmidav said, really, even now? Amru Lahem, Kol Yamai Yisi Mitzaral Pasuk Zeh. He says, you know, I always was troubled by this pasuk. It says, B'chol Nafshecha, Afil Notels Nishmascha, that you have to show love to Hashem even at the cost of your own life. Amarti, and I would always say to myself, Masai Yovo Liyadi Vakaymenu, when will I have the opportunity to fulfill this pasuk of giving up my life for Hashem? V'achshav Shabol Liyadi, now that I finally have this opportunity, lo akaymenu, I shouldn't fulfill it. Of course, I'm going to. Hayomarich be'echad ad sheyatzeh nishmaso be'echad. He said the word echad long until his life left him at the word echad. Yatzeh baskal, the yamra, the baskal came out and said, Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva, sheyatzeh nishmascha be'echad. You're so fortunate, Rabbi Akiva, that was the last word on your lips as you died. Amru melachim sheres tefnei Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the melachim said to Hashem, Zu Torah v'zu schara. This is the Torah of Rabbi Akiva, and that's the schar that he gets, to die in such a vicious way. So mimsim yadcha Hashem mimsim, your hands, God, should have killed him, not the hands of these enemies and these horrible people. Amar lahem chelkam b'chayim yotza baskal v'amra ashrech Rabbi Akiva shatam zum l'chayim haba. Hashem says, yep, that's going to be his ticket. That's going to be a straight ticket to olam haba. He suffered anything that he had to suffer. He suffered just now at the hands of these degenerates. So he's going to go straight to olam haba. So one second, let's just summarize the main point over here. So the main point would be, Rabbi Akiva continued to teach Torah against the gezeros, just like a fish stays in water. and he was killed with while saying Shema Yisrael while being mekabel olmach Shemaim, while saying Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad.
Why does it say here
Nishmasha
and earlier in the
Nafshecha? I'm not sure. I don't know the difference.
I feel like this is earlier in the Gemara.
What?
I feel like this.
We've had this before?
I think so. Before
the Gemara. Mar-
that we definitely had earlier in Brachas. But the fish and the fox is. Where is it? Mako said?
The entire thing.
No, no. You've seen all of it in different places.
Maybe.
So, Loyok Ladamas Rosho. Keneged Shara Mizrach, Shum Mechumen Keneged Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. Person is not allowed to have Kalas Rosh directly across from the eastern gate of the Beis HaMikdash, because that's where the Kodesh HaKadoshim is. Amr Vidam Rav Lo Amr Lo Amin Atzof Mim Lefnim Uber Roe. It's only when you're in very close proximity and you could see the Mikdash from that area. Itmar Nami Amr Vab Bered Rav Chia Baraba, Hachi Amr Biyochum Lo Amr Lo Amin Atzof Mim Lefnim Uber Roe. That there need to be four qualifications in place in order for it to be usur to have Kalas Rosh in this area. It has to be closer than the place called Sofim. You have to be able to see the Makom HaMikdash. There has to be no barrier between where you're standing and where the Mikdash is. And it has to be when there's actually still a Beis HaMikdash there. But if there's no Beis HaMikdash there, then all bets are off. Then this whole halacha doesn't apply. Tanur Rabbanan. Hanifna b'Yehuda, if someone goes to the bathroom in Yehuda, we're going to spend about a daf now on bathrooms. If someone goes to the bathroom, if someone goes to the bathroom, a lot of bathrooms in Brachas. If someone goes to the bathroom in Yehuda, lo yifna mizrach umarev el tzafim v'darom. He shouldn't arrange his seating to go east-west, rather it should go north-south. Because you don't want either his front or his back directly across from the Beis HaMikdash. That's disrespectful. So you want his side to the Beis HaMikdash. Uba Galil, in Galil, Yifna Mizrach Marav, and Galil, he should go east-west. Rabbi Yossi Matir, Rabbi Yossi allows for this. Shai Rabbi Yossi Omer, Lo Asra Lebarov, Makam Shein Shom Gedr, B'zman Shein Shechina Shora, because Rabbi Yossi said that it's only all of this is only an issue when you could see the Beis HaMikdash, and there's no barrier between where you're going to the bathroom and the Beis HaMikdash, and when the Beis HaMikdash is still there. V'cham Moshim, but the Cham say that it's Asir. So it says where Chacham Hainu Tanakama. The Chacham are saying the same thing as the Tanakama. What do we add with those last two words? V'cham Moshim. We already said the Tanakama says it's Asir. So you could be now it's Studin. The difference between the Tanakama and the Chachamim is if you're not directly across from the Beis HaMikdash, that would be the difference. Yehuda and Galil are not directly across from the Beis HaMikdash. According to the Tanakama, even that's Asir. But according to the Chachamim, that would be okay. Tanya Idach, we have another brisa. Hanifna b'Yehuda liyifna mizrach umarev el tzaf v'darim. If you go into the bathroom in Yehuda, you should go north-south. Uba Galil tzaf v'darim asur mizrach umarev mutir. In Galil, it's the reverse. Rabbi Yossi matir, shay Rabbi Yossi omer lo asra l'baroa. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, it's mutter because you can't see the Beis HaMikdash from where you are. Rabbi Yehuda omer bizman shay Beis HaMikdash kayim asr. When the Beis HaMikdash was around, it's asr. Bizman shayin Beis HaMikdash kayim mutter. When there's no Beis HaMikdash, it's mutter. Rabbi Kiva oser bekol makom. And Rabbi Kiva asr is everywhere. So Rabbi Kiva in the Tanakama, isn't that again the same thing as the Tanakama? So says Gemara, no, Ika Benayu Chutz La'aretz. What they argue about is whether it's even Asur and Chutz La'aretz. What if you're across from where the Beis HaMikdash is, but you're so far away, you're not even in Eretz Yisrael? Rabba Havushadin Le Livni Mizrach Umarev. Rabba, when he set up his toilet, he set up his bathroom, so the toilets were not like ceramic; they were bricks. You would just set up a couple of bricks and sit, you know, at some distance from each other, not too far, unless you were really fat, but, you know, just whatever, you can imagine. They would arrange bricks. So when he set up his bricks, it was Mizrach Marav. He set them up running east-west. Azla Abaye, Shadinu Tzafim V'darim. Abaye came, snuck into Rabba's bathroom, and flipped him around. Practical joke, right? Flipped him around to go north-south. He wanted to see if Rabba would get upset. Meaning when Rabba set it up east-west, was he makbid on setting it up east-west? Or it just happened to be that he did that? All Rabba went in Tartzinu, and he fixed it up. He put it back to the way it was. Amar man, I had to come entirely. Who's playing practical jokes at me and switching around my toilet? So Anak Rabbi Akiva, Sirili, Damar Mekal Makom Asur. I held like Rabbi Akiva, that even in Babel, I have to be careful about this. That's why I set it up in such a way. So I guess the next main point is that when people go to the bathroom, they have to be careful about the respect of the Makom HaMikdash. but it's machlokes how far away it applies, and whether it applies to zman hazeh. Okay, we'll stop there.